A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Today we are presented with a mysterious and mystical passage from Paul regarding certain powers which are instrumental in the global oppression we experience as a global people. Or specifically, we could say, a power of oppression, the devil, not in the flesh. Believers are exhorted to guard, through prayer, themselves from the attack of the dominative and the demonic that occurs in a multitude of forms. The powers, the principalities. We could probably add the thrones and dominions that did not quite stay topside after the war in heaven. So today, we are confronted with the provocative topic of demonology. And we are, on a more nuanced level, confronted with the distinction of appearance and reality. Paul makes clear in the first reading that there is and must be a well-defined difference in what we call evil. In a world of constant war, both within the human heart and expressed without in so many violent means against sister and brother, Paul says that the instigators and the catalysts cannot be solely defined in the material sphere. This point is essential, for it reveals extrasensory realities that can nevertheless be perceived with the eye of spirit. A practice of prayer, particularly a contemplative practice, enables the development of this important perception, which forms the foundation for the discernment of spirits. And we must be gifted a heart of discernment, for so often between our cultures as well as in our own society, we misplace who and what the enemy is. Paul mentions the world rulers of the present darkness, a phrase that we can easily append onto the biography of any number of historical dictators or presidents. But in keeping with the overall theme of the passage, the world rulers cannot be of the flesh and blood that he just distinguished against at the beginning. So are the world rulers the powers and the principalities? Who is really running the show here? Now, at this juncture, one could make the logical but fallacious jump to a statement of morality. For example, well then, in fact, the devil made me do it. Or, if you are planning on sinning soon, I suppose you could say, well, the devil will make me do it. So we have an issue of free will and the problem of evil. And how do we reconcile this? Assuming first that we believe the devil exists and is not, as Richard Woods has said in his work, The Devil, humankind's effort to express ambivalent tendencies in humanity, and with another psychological description of evil, the devil as the projection of the unconscious elements of human personality. So if we believe in the devil as a super consciousness, in a sense, a consciousness towards malediction, then we must go further and speak of how humans are influenced by this personified evil. Woods himself has one answer in this assertion of the devil as a personified evil, in that it is rare for this personhood to possess or torment an individual directly, but rather that humans are possessed of sorts through institutions, movements, and programmatic deconstructions. Hatred and murder are indeed examples of sins that need to be held accountable individually. But wars, genocide, and social and economic systems of oppression reveal a much larger mystery, and that mystery is evil itself. The issue with the devil, with the rulers of this world, ultimately is larger than sin. It is a force not quite understandable by the human mind and heart, but one that is most certainly felt and suffered by the mind and heart. The human being is of God and good, even in the midst of sin. But only one of deep prayer can withstand the onslaught of the very nature and source of maleficence. And only one of deep prayer can even sense the difference between a part of the human family that is ensnared and enslaved by evil proclivities and the slave master itself. As the human family continues to choose sides and attempts to eliminate a supposed enemy that too often possesses differing skin, differing speech, and differing ideology, Paul's profound insight remains utterly germane for our race's station. My knowledge, and maybe the Department of Defense is working on this problem currently, I don't know, but no bullet or missile has ever been able to destroy evil at its source. Even if we rightly perceive the influence of evil in a person's life, the sin of murder will only take the shell and results in a lost vessel of God. The cross alone is the weapon. The calling forth of the Paschal mystery as the armor of God is needed to engage the mystery of evil. For the rejection of God that is evil incarnate is subverted by a mystery that no divine principality can wrap its consciousness around. And it is this sovereign mystery opens our eyes to see that the enemy is not us, and that the battle that needed to be fought already has been fought. So we all need to put our useless weapons down and pray that the kingdom come on earth as it already is in its fullness in heaven.